Okay, what's today called?
Palm Sunday.
What's called? What's today? Say it again.
Palm Sunday.
Very good. Okay, sit still. Very good. It is Palm Sunday. Come here, Katie. Come here. Okay, let's review what we've done. Okay? Our first Sunday, this is our numbers during Lent. Our first Sunday was 4. That was the 4 points of the cross. Our next Sunday was 12. That was the 12 disciples. Then we had 30. That was the 30 pieces of silver for Judas. Then we had 3. What was 3? 3 times Peter. Peter denied Christ. Last Sunday was 5. That was the 5 people who were at the foot of the cross. And what I say today is, anybody remember out there?
6.
It's a lower number.
0.
2. Number 2. Today we're going to talk about the number 2. And today is Palm Sunday. And that's the day that Jesus rode a donkey into the city of Jerusalem. Now, we have to back up in our story so we get to the number 2. Jesus sent 2 disciples into the city to get a donkey. He even told him where to find the donkey. So the 2 disciples went into the city. They got the donkey, they untied him, and they brought him to Jesus. Then the disciples laid their coats. They took their coats off, like your little jacket, mine. They laid them on top of the donkey, and Jesus got on the donkey and rode the donkey into Jerusalem. When he got there, to the city gates, there was people everywhere, huge crowd, just like all these people. And everybody in the crowd took their coats off and laid them down on the path, and Jesus and the donkey rode over the coats, and while they did it, people got the palm branches, and you forgot to bring yours up.
I'll go get mine.
And we'll get them for Sunday school. And they waved just like...
They put them on the road.
There they go. And they waved the palm branches in Jesus, and they said to him, they yelled out things, and you sang it this morning. That's what they said. Hosanna. They sang Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Jesus is Lord. And they sang and they yelled out to Jesus, Hosanna. Hosanna.
And then Jesus Christ is born.
Yeah, they said that too. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. But here's the bad part of the story. There's always a bad part, isn't there?
When he dies.
Well, that's not yet.
When Peter dies.
But here's the bad part of the story. Those same people that put their coats down on the ground and that waved the palm branches and yelled out Hosannas, just a few days later, those same people turned against Christ. And here's why. When they thought he was coming to be their king, they thought he was coming to be their earthly king. They wanted a political figure. They wanted a king of the Jews. They wanted him to stay on earth and be their king. And Jesus came to them to be their heavenly king, not their earthly king. He came to give them and to give us eternal life in heaven with him, but not to stay on earth and be the king here on earth. But you know what the greatest part of this? Even though we have some sad days after that Palm Sunday, the greatest part of this is it doesn't matter what we have done in our life, where we've been, or who we are now. Because what's important is what Jesus has done, where Jesus has been, and where he is now. And all we have to do is believe on that. Because he took every sin we have ever done, and he took it to the cross. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, We thank you for your Son, your one and only Son, that bared our sins and the sins of the world on that cross. We thank you for the people that were with him, that spread your word, so that we today can hear it and know that our heavenly King has come to bring us eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen.